Maybe she's Bonafit, or maybe it's lipstick. Yep, it's probably lipstick. Welcome to another episode of Live with Ellie. And today we will discuss lipstick, so stick around. Greta Garbo was the first person that made lipstick go mainstream back in the day. They say a woman will spend on average around $1,780 on lipstick or more in her lifetime. Now that I believe. During ancient Egypt, men and women used to wear lipstick as a status symbol. The first commercially available lipstick was produced in 1870. In ancient Greece, lipstick was rejected by higher classes and reserved lipstick for prostitutes. High five, wah wah wee wah. It was law for prostitutes to wear it, or else they would be prosecuted. Now that's just crazy if you ask me. In ancient Rome, lipstick was also popular, but had toxic ingredients like iron ore, lead, and focus algae, which was harmful for humans. Lipstick used to be made of animal fat, ox marrow, beeswax, and crushed gemstones back in the day. Hazel Bishop invented the world's first long-lasting lipstick after World War II while working in a dermatologist's lab. Red lipstick is considered to be the best color that makes a person look young and blends well with all skin tones. I have seen some female live streamers online that look good with lipstick too. Just saying. The first swirl-up lipstick in a tube was launched in 1923. That's all for today, folks. Bye-bye.